In Madison, two Army Reserve centers will be combined into one, and a Navy Marine Reserve center will close. But 55 jobs will be added at the Dane County Airport. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich says he's relieved that the city's largest base, Truax Field, will remain intact.
While we certainly are concerned about any job loss in the city, it could have been far worse, particularly if Truax Field had been targeted.
The Air National Guard unit at Truax trains F-16 fighter pilots and employs 1,500 people. Its economic impact on the state is $93 million. Department of Administration Secretary Mark Morata says the base also plays an increasing role in homeland security activities. He says the Pentagon took that into consideration in deciding to keep it open.
There's been a real recognition that Truax is going to be a vital base for the future, not only just of the Air Force, but also for homeland security, so we're pleased by that.
Truax Field is also a traditional target of anti-war protests. Madison peace activist Bonnie Block says she's glad no one there will lose their jobs, but she'd like to see the money used at Truax spent on a different kind of security.
Tax dollars spent on meeting human needs, on meeting our true national security, by spending on housing and education and health care, really provides for more jobs than does military spending.
A total of 550 jobs could be lost in Wisconsin if no changes are made in the Pentagon's base closing plans. That includes 282 jobs at the Army's Fort McCoy and 266 at an Air Force Reserve unit in Milwaukee. State officials say they'll fight to keep the Milwaukee base open. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.